The articles of impeachment have been delivered to the Senate, and today House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the seven managers who will be prosecuting the case. California is represented by South Bay Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren and Los Angeles Congressman Adam Schiff. For more on the managers and what their jobs will be, we turn now to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and talk with Henry Brady, Dean of the Goldman School for Public Policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Thanks for being with us this evening.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Hi, it was quite a somber procession as they walked and delivered those articles. What is the role of the managers?
Well, the managers are going to be the people who on the Senate floor are going to present the case. And so Nancy Pelosi wanted people, as she said, who would be good litigators, who would be good in a courtroom, in effect, and who could make the case. She also wanted to have the face of the Democratic Party, that is to say, diversity. And so she really has three women and four men and African-Americans and Hispanic, and so a broad range of Americans.
During the Clinton impeachment trial, there were 13 managers. Why only seven now? I assume that that's not set by statute, that the parties can choose whoever they want.
Well, I think she felt with seven, she's covered the various dimensions she wanted to cover. So there's also geographic variability from all over the country. And it's a very good, strong team, people with real experience and real interesting backgrounds. So I think she felt with seven that was enough. And, of course, at some point people get in each other's way. So it's probably best not to have too big a team.
Adam Schiff will be the lead manager. What will his role be?
He's going to essentially try to present the case. He's obviously very, very knowledgeable about it, having presided at a set of hearings during the House impeachment process. So he's the person who's going to have to know all the facts and be on top of every single detail.
There had been speculation that one of the reasons Nancy Pelosi was holding back was that she wanted to know what things were going to look like in terms of whether or not witnesses would be called in the Senate trial, for example. Do you think that would have made a difference in the seven that she selected for this?
It might have, but I think actually she's got people here who would have been very good if there are witnesses, we still don't know, who would be able to question witnesses. So I think she's got a team here who can actually cover both the presentation of the case and also, if necessary, question witnesses.
What do you think we can expect on Tuesday? Is this going to be a political theater?
You know what? We really just don't know yet. It's very interesting, and obviously both sides are trying to position themselves so that they don't look like they're not taking this seriously. But at the same time, obviously, Mitch McConnell doesn't really think it's a process worth spending much time on.
Talk, if you would, about the role of Chief Justice John Roberts. To what degree will he be able to leave his own mark on this?
I think he's probably, if he's wise, it seems to me, he's going to try not to leave much of a mark on it. He's going to be there and try to be the neutral arbiter of things. But the last thing he wants to do is get the Supreme Court deeply involved in an impeachment process.
And, of course, we're going to wait for the White House's counsel. How will they respond?
Well, that'll be interesting, too, to see who they put forth. You know, when you consider that President Trump has had Rudy Giuliani running around the world acting as a representative for him, you sort of wonder who their White House is going to put forward as the people trying to defend them.
Care to weigh in on the speculation around the timing with this? I mean, we're hearing from the White House it could be 2 weeks. We're hearing from some folks on Capitol Hill it could be 2 weeks just for the opening statements.
I think we just don't know. Everything is so much up in the air. There's certainly good reasons why many of the senators, especially those running for the Democratic presidential nomination, don't want this going on for too long, because it's going to keep them tethered to Washington and they've got campaigns to get out to. On the other hand, I think everybody's going to feel like they have to do this in a way that they don't end up as the scapegoat for seeming to not take it seriously.
It'll be so interesting to watch, and thanks for your insight. Hopefully checking back with you later. Henry Brady, Dean of the Goldman School for Public Policy at the University of California at Berkeley.